This is the BBC Light Program.
Here's the correct answer, and you win the Spahn Prize of a pair of revolving copper socks!
Hello! Mr. Sellers, kindly remove that Huey Green disguise and give a rapid impression of the Ooslem bird. Gone, and never called me mother. Dirty British co-star with a salt cake smokestack.
You filthy swine.
As I was saying, dirty British co-star with a salt cake smokestack, butting through the channel in the mad March days.
Isn't that by the poet laureate?
Nonsense, it's by Masefield. Jim Masefield.
I know another one of his by Kipling. On the road to Mandalay, now the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder.
Up China, across the bay.
Got him. I couldn't resist him. He was so beautifully marked.
Naturally. He was just back from the laundry.
Oh. So gather round me, lads, while I recount it. There's a little green-eyed idol to the north of Kathmandu. But the wind blew up the chimney just the same. And when it came to water, we...
The tale Blubnock told was of India, 1902, from the year of the same name.
Yes. I was fresh out of Sandhurst, and it wasn't long before I joined the army. It was a proud moment when my batman served those two gleaming pips under the seat of my trousers.
I see you worked your way up from the bottom, sir. Congratulations on you becoming a second lieutenant.
Yes. To think, just a month ago, I was only a brigadier. Now let me view myself in the commissioned ranks only mirror.
Oh, it's never done that before, sir.
Well, I'll make damn sure it doesn't do it again. Take it out and shoot it. How I look forward to a day on the battlefield.
I say, big as old chap.
It's Nigel Sponley of the Third Long Things.
Yes. Grand news.
What, Nigel?
The regiment's sailing tonight for active service.
Active service? Does that mean fighting?
Yes.
Oh, my leg! My leg, it's gone.
Quick, after it.
In a few bounds, Nigel Sponley had the leg cut for the throat and returned it to me. But it was a close thing.
Damn close.
Pardon me, Lieutenant Son, sir. The CO wants to see you in his dressing gown.
Right, I'll change at once. Signal reporting, sir.
Come in.
Thank you.
What's your phone number?
Spahn 349, sir.
Spahn 349. Answer that, Seagoon.
Hello, Seagoon, you know?
Seagoon, come over to my office right away.
Right, sir.
Gavin?
Seagoon reporting, sir.
You're a devilish difficult chap to get hold of.
Yes, sir. I always grease myself as a precaution.
Jolly good one, that is. By Jove. Oh, dear. Seagoon, this is Commander Greenslade, R.A.
How do you do?
Seagoon, I have here the editor of the Nappy Quarterly.
How do you do? Gentlemen, I have here in this cardboard suitcase Count Jim Thies Moriarty, confidential bus conductor to the President of France and war correspondent of Health and Sun.
How do you do, gentlemen? I have news. An outpost of the British Empire. He's in danger.
Tell us something new, mate.
What?
Lieutenant Seagoon, we have it on good authority from our milkman that the besieged garrison at Fort Thud on the frontier of Waziristan has lost its Union Jack.
You mean our troops don't know what side they're on?
They know which side they're on, but they can't prove it.
Gad!
It must be hell out there.
It is. Now, what we've got to do...
Here. What's going on here?
Nothing.
Oh, I'll clear off then.
See, June, we want you to take the plans of a Union Jack to Fort Thud.
The plans?
Yes. You must realize, Seagoon, that all Union Jacks are made from an original set of rare plans left behind by King Arthur in an early British waiting room, circa B.C.
You mean, and I say this on behalf of the bewildered listeners, that without those plans, Britain would never be able to build another Union Jack?
Exactly.
I say.
Easy, old man.
Steady, Commander.
I'll be all right. What is that all about?
Stephen, don't spoil everything, sir. Without those carefully rehearsed moments of dramatic tension, where would the Empire be today, sir?
But it's always been in Leicester Square. So, gentlemen, this is where the story really starts. And here to hold it up is Max Gildrey. All right, lads, stand about the old brandy.
Shifting Sons of West Eristoon, Part 3.
With the plans of the Union Jack secreted in the hip pocket of my hat, I set fire to my socks and set off hot foot for Fort Thud, which was under the command of its commander, where at this very moment, folks, they are playing his signature tune.
Better.
Major, Major Blacknock, sir. The colonel is coming. Tottenham 3, Arsenal 2, snow on high ground.
The colonel? All right, sir. Oh, chain the brandy to the wall. I know his sort.
A glass of port. I don't mind if I do.
By the great leather putties of Jemadar Goldstein. Colonel Chinstrap, it's you, sir.
Yes, sir. Colonel Chinstrap is always me.
What a fortunate coincidence for you both.
Well, if you insist, Dennis, just a chew to play.
Yes, yes, yes. Enough?
Just a spot more.
Yes, yes.
Cheers.
Have another?
Just a small one, please.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Spot more?
Oh, no, no. I think it's about time you had one.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, I will then.
Does
you good, you know.
I say, Dennis.
Yes, yes.
Anything happened during the night?
In the night?
Yes.
Oh, the night, yes. Yes, the night. Well, Humphrey, the fort was attacked by 15,000 tribesmen, but they were driven off by a frenzied, shrieking figure waving a whiskey bottle.
Good heavens. Who was it?
You, sir.
Are you sure, Dennis?
Am I sure? Of course I'm sure.
Well, thank you.
You weren't the only one in that nightshirt, you know. Oh, it was hell in there. Well, bottoms up.
Sure. I have a toast.
Yes?
Cheers to the old country, sir.
Hmm? What old country?
In the old country.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Well, now, Colonel, I suppose you're wondering why you sent for me.
Yes, sir. Just a minute, my boy.
What? Quiet, Othel!
Blasted goldfish.
They should wear slippers, you know.
Well, if you insist, just a minute.
Yes.
Here, what's going on here?
Nothing.
I'll clear off then.
Look, the relief column's arrived.
Send her in.
Great Scott, it's a 49 tram.
Then it's one of ours.
Gentlemen, here are the plans for the Union Jack you so desperately need.
Hooray,
hooray. Sire, my gentlemen, but your fort is 20 miles further north than it says on the map.
20 miles further north? Then it's happened again. This fort was built on shifting sands, and your combined extra weight must have set it going north again.
You're right, Colonel. Look out of the wall.
Great spawns of galloping ham! The fort's crossing the frontier into Waziristan!
Oh, I recognize that knocking. It's the devilish Waziri tribal chief, the Ward of Char.
Let me in, Bloodnut, or I'll open this door, Cornblade.
No! Curse! He knew the combination of the hinges.
I say so.
Ask him what he wants while I climb out the window.
Come back! Your fort now resting on my father's domain.
How painful for him.
I warn you, Bloodnut, your fort is now in the secret car park of Elbow. Cost you 7 and 6 an hour.
Mate.
Pay by cash check at sunrise or we attack.
I'm warning you, Wad of Char. Unless you withdraw that threat by dawn, we'll pay.
All right, mate. And now my latest number. Yimbom Balaboo.
You filthy swine.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, dear, for I love all. Of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Yeah. All of me, why not take all of me? Yes, can't you see I'm no good without you? You took the part.
Sands of Waziristan. Part 3, The Shifting Sands of Waziristan.
Quite right, yes.
Through the night?
Yes.
On the fort's battlements?
Yes, yes, yes.
British soldiers?
Oh, yes.
Stood to for the expected attack.
Wait!
Are you wearing your long winter drawers, Echo?
But in a moment, I'm wrong, I call it. No, I never wear them buttons.
Aren't you afraid of going round without wearing any of them?
No.
Do you know that you're a second Wyatt Earp?
Doesn't Wyatt Earp wear long drawers?
I do not know. I have never looked up his trouser leg.
No,
I'll tell you something.
What?
I looked up my dad's trousers once. And I discovered something.
What?
That's where he keeps his legs. Bottle? You ever seen your daddy's legs?
No. He always takes them to work with him.
Hot paw, Bottle.
He uses them to stop his trousers from bending.
Oh, paw, not good, not good. Let him to a dustman who takes my dust away. Let him to a dustman.
Didn't look now. Right behind you, there's a pair of great big native legs.
Oh, legs?
Yes.
Whose are they?
I'd look up his trousers and see. Ah. It's Ray Ellingston.
Yes, but me playing part of Ward of Tar.
The enemy. Immediately attacks for England. Hit it, fight. Hit it, hit. Strike. Hit, strike, hit, strike. Fight, hit. Hit it. Hit it, hit it, hit it, hit. Knees fall off, collapses, loses.
Well, listen, little spirit of empire.
Aye.
You give me the key to Fort Gates. And me give you 4 ounces jolly mixture.
Aye. Every man has got his price. Here is the key.
And here is 4 ounces jolly mixture. Goodbye, mate.
Put leading jolly mixture into dinner hole. Savers muscle. These darling mixtures are forgeries, made from compressed cinnabuds. Faints with horror, faint for fun.
What's going on here? Who's this soldier sleeping on guard? Good heavens! Private Bluebottle!
Captain, I have done a terrible thing. I gave the key to the fort gate to the dreaded Wad of Char.
What? You'll be shot for this. Take aim, fire.
Thank you, Captain. Can I go home now?
Colonel, what are we going to do?
We'll have to drink our way out.
What the?
Oh, the Waziris are attacking.
Oh!
Anybody got a hole in the ground?
This is a fine time to turn coward.
I know, that's why I chose it.
Gentlemen, we'll drink our way up.
Good idea.
I'll lead the way.
You can't think your way out of this. These tribesmen are tough. There's only one language that Waziris understand. Waziri.
Splendid. I'll address the hordes from the battlements in their own language. I say you Waziris. Tum jan dum pilkin. They're not answering.
What? Let me try, Humphrey.
Yes, thank you.
A tora makin tora cha bumbe bibi boda cha. You're right, they're not answering, you know.
Perhaps it's a half day closing.
Yes.
No, wait.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
What are those lumps at the bottom of the foothills?
Bulls.
Shut up, Beddles. Gentlemen, look. They're hauling Thin Tom, their long-range cannon, into position.
They're loading it.
By God, sir, they're lighting the fuse.
Yeah. They're pointing it at us.
They're going to fire it.
I wonder what they're up to.
Yes.
Duck!
Ah! chicken.
By Jetro, they're firing hens at us.
A foul trick.
Exactly.
We're being shelled. Stop cracking yolks!
Fire!
Through the long night, the Waziris attacked, firing their bullets from a hidden position inside their rifle barrels. Then at dawn, good tidings.
Gentlemen at the board, we have worked all night and completed the Union Jack. Owing to the shortage, I was forced to build it of wood.
Wood? How is it going to wave?
I put hinges down the middle.
Great news! Hoisted up the flagpole!
We can't do that. You see, I used the flagpole to build the flag.
Yes, you see, What's that?
It's a fort! It's flying back of the shifting sands towards India. Look! Oh. I see the frontier approaching! There it is at the back door now!
Good morning, gentlemen, British Customs officer.
Yes, indeed. That's who we are.
Are you bringing any wines or spirits into the country?
Only a flask full of brandy, sir.
How much does it pound?
48 gallons.
I wondered why your trousers were round your ankles. 48 gallons, eh? That'll be 75 pounds in annas.
Anna doesn't live here anymore.
I was told that Anna stays here.
A magnificent film.
You can't take this fort across into India until you get rid of that brandy.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
We'll have to drink our way out of this.
Right. Volunteers! One piece forward! March! Name?
Kinstrap, later one pace back. Good health.
That was all 53 years ago. But to this day, a white stone marks the spot where Chinstrap saved the day.
Yes, and it carries this simple inscription. Here lies Colonel Chinstrap, drowned. From the inside.
That's it! All on the backfield, Marlon!
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recording program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, and Jack Train, with the Redditor Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.